And in this segment, we're going to talk about something that is very much in George's wheelhouse. In fact, he could have been an Olympian at one time in this.
No, I was never really on track to be an Olympian. That was a young childhood dream of mine. But this is an activity that Gordo often jokes about, like when we will, back in the day when we used to leave the studio, or maybe now when we'll leave the bunker. He'll always ask either both of us or one of us if we want to go swimming. And I never know if he's being serious or
And I ask
joking.
It year-round.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he may ask this in December just as much as he will in June. But the great Gordo wanted to make the call of swimming talk. Have you been swimming a lot lately?
I wouldn't say a lot. A few times lately. It's just now, you know, pools are warm enough, finally. We had a mild spring, so It took a while for pools to get heated up enough. Although I wonder if people have heated pools. Like, what percentage of people who have a pool at their disposal, is it actually heated?
That's a good one. I would say less than 20% would be my guess.
Homeowners and apartment dwellers, you're saying? That the pool that they have access to is less than 20%.
Heated. Yeah, apartment owners, or if it's a pool like in a housing community where they have the community pool, that's usually Memorial Day through Labor Day, I would say.
Well, I have never had a heated pool. As a matter of fact, growing up, that was one thing that my mother would never let us have. We could never live in a house that had a pool.
Boy, and that's a long time debate. I still think it's worth it, especially if you have kids. I think it's worth it. I use the pool at our house, and of course, most of our kids are out of the house now. Just our youngest is there for the summertime. But I use our pool a lot. Especially starting in June.
Well, but you use it for hygiene reasons too, which is weird. You say that you always jump in there instead of showering.
Sometimes I do, or to cool off after working out in the yard. But yeah, I will swim. It's not anything strenuous, but I will swim 20 minutes or so a laps.
You do laps. You actually do intentional exercise.
It's not a really long pool, but I'm not in great shape either. But with my brother moving back to town, he's a big swimmer. He's coached over 25, 30 years in swimming. And before COVID hit, we were back in the pool and swimming workout. It was a workout for me, not much for him, but it was a workout for me. Yeah, I was getting back in there.
I have to say, I think that overall, having a pool is a beating. It's a beating. And my mom was right.
Craig,
you
so.
Have us. It sounds awfully silent from back at the station.
You got us, Craig Trey?
Yeah, we got you. You guys are
okay. Okay. I'm going to have to recuse myself from this conversation because I do not have a pool and I've never had a pool. So I don't know what it's like.
And I've never had a pool until it's this last place that I've been living.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beaten down old pool that does nothing but. It's like there's more. I should just throw more burning cash into that thing rather than water. It should just be a big pile of burning cash. That's all it is.
Yeah. It's always looked like a beating to keep up a pool.
It is. It's a total beating. And it's not. And the amount of work that goes into having a pool, you don't get that much enjoyment out of it. I mean, and now granted, Giorgio, I know that you live in a nice place, and so your pool is new and works and all that. But I have this old one that is just patched together.
Like it's more than 20 years old?
Oh,
you
yes.
would say? Maybe
oh,
30
yes.
years old?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now that is amazing. It,
and
once
it's,
they
and
get
it's
to
one of those bigger ones, you know, because back in the day they used to make pools bigger than they make now.
Yeah.
So there's just more surface area that can go wrong with shifting soil and cracks and leaks and drains that are now shut off, the main drain shut off, and only using skimmers because there's a leak in the main drain. And
do you do all the maintenance yourself?
No.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That was going to be my first suggestion.
I don't. I started doing that, and it's such a beating to get the pH right.
Yeah.
What I
got
to go
you
by, and then I made 12 trips to Leslie to try to figure out what's going on.
It's like, did you test my water again and tell me exactly what's going on?
Yeah, here? Originally I was going to try to do it myself. Now I still have to get out there. I've got some whip of a tree that's over my apartment complex pool that I clean for them.
Yeah.
And it drops those caterpillar-looking things. You know, it's a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
You know, long things, and it drops that into the pool, and you have to clean it out once or twice a day during the time when that thing's shedding.
What a beatdown.
Yes, because the skimmers get all clogged up.
Yeah.
And then you have to reach down in the skimmer, and you don't know if there's a snake in there or
I found a lot of those.
A bloated frog that's waterlogged down in there.
Find a lot of those, too.
I know Mike Ducey, he actually has a pool at his home.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds baby bunnies in his skimmers.
Yeah.
Tell me his wife isn't trying to send him a message.
I guess, yeah, if you're doing most of the maintenance yourself and you have an older pool where things are going out, the equipment, maybe the needs to be, what do they call that surfacing that they put down? If it needs to be resurfaced.
Did you really just say that?
Yeah, if it needs, you can use that. You resurface your pool. I don't know what.
Yes, you can, George. Yeah. You absolutely can
gunite,
use that.
There you go. If you do redo the gunite, that yes, it can be very expensive, and it may make you rethink the whole thing. But like we've lived in our house now for 13 years. It's not a brand new pool, and you still have things that go out from time to time. But for this time of year,
I've never paid for a pool,
and to have it put in. You mean
and. At times, when I've lived in places, as I said, this is the only place that I've ever lived that has had a pool. This is a place that I'm in now. And before, when a very prominent housemate of mine would make noise about getting a pool, I'd say, okay, I'll check into it. And the sticker shock of even thinking about getting a pool.
Yeah, it's up there.
No way. I want no part of that. Because you probably get back what, like, if you own the place, which I'm assuming you do, Giorgio.
Yeah.
You own your place and you sell it. I mm-hmm. think you get back like a third of that.
Well, I think it's harder to sell because half the people probably don't want a pool.
Well, that's what I always thought. I thought that it was split half and half.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people see a pool as a good thing when they're buying a place.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If I go shopping for a house and it's been 15 years since I've done that, but if it had a pool, I crossed it off my list.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, I don't know where the numbers stand on that. I would say here, where it's 100 degrees from June through early September, or we have the potential to do that. I mean, all you have to do is when you fly in to DFW and you look down, you see all of the pools.
No, it's just everyone has pools. And it seems like half the people that have pools, right?
Yeah.
Half the people's, and it also has to do with the regions of the.
Sure.
World you're in, because there's also above ground pools.
Yeah,
that was prominent in my childhood.
Yeah.
Someone would have an above ground pool. But yeah, I think half the people that have pools are always begging people to come over to use them because they never get used. I think a pool in general is like this great idea that a lot of people don't dig. Now there's some pool enthusiasts and they love them and use them all the time. And I have great memories as a kid of us going over to a neighbor's house who did have a pool.
And then you think, oh my gosh, they have
their own. Yes, and then I thought, man, if you ever had a pool at your own place, how magical would that be?
Yeah. That was the only time where. When we first moved to Dallas, my parents bought a house that already had a pool in it, and I thought that was the greatest thing. I was 15, so I wasn't even that little, and I still thought that was the greatest thing. Used it every day in the summertime. It wasn't heated for the winter, so the winter you just kind of ride it out and clean it the best you can, not let it get too far out of hand. But once the summer months got here, we used it all the time. My parents used it a bunch. It was great.
All right, but that, go ahead, Junior.
I was just going to say, a lot of people don't want to buy a pool or a house with a pool if they have small kids because they fear the kid falling
exactly.
into the pool.
It can be dangerous.
And that's why my mom didn't want one with a pool.
Yeah.
And I'm sure my dad agreed with her because he was a guy who complained about spending a dime on anything. And I think my mom was right. I think that you'd be paranoid having small kids around a pool. You know, now they actually have requirements that you have to put up fencing around it. When we were kids, they didn't have all those requirements.
No, and it still can be very dangerous. And unfortunately, we have far too many tragedies. with kids and pools.
But that's a separate subject, the whip of pool ownership. Let's talk about swimming. That's what I want to get to.
Yeah.
Swimming.
And that is good for you.
It's great.
And that is a great exercise, and that's one of the great things about having your own.
It's low impact, and you get a good workout, and you don't feel the heat like you do in other forms of exercise above sea level exercise.
Yeah, it's great.
So I like swimming, but I don't like being shirtless. It's just
wear a wetsuit.
I don't want to subject God to being able to look down and seeing me shirtless.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but at the same time, you have the ability to have some privacy with that now, with your apartment. Go when there's
not really
no one else there.
An apartment pool doesn't afford you a lot of privacy. You get in there, shirtless, and then next thing you know, two hot girls walk up and they spread out their beach towel on a chaise lounge, and I'm over there and they're having to put their sunglasses on and shielding. They're having to put welder's mask on to shield themselves from the brightness that is shining off my unsuntanned shoulders.
Well, don't let that deter you, because it is great, and I need to do a much better job of it than I do. My brother gets really frustrated with me because he wants me, and I'm not so sure about getting back in the public pool just yet. I guess they're safe. I've heard for the most part they are.
Are they open?
Does chlorine kill the COVID?
I think so, and yes, more
that of sounds them official.
More of them have been open. Well, I mean, you can ask any expert and get three different answers on it.
I know.
I've seen three different, or at least two different answers on it. So, but yeah, I think they're safe. But there is something that I used to enjoy back in the day when I did swim, and I was never a huge competitive swimmer.
Oh no, I hear differently on that.
A lot of times
at 8:40, I hear differently.
And I did not swim in once I got to high school, but I did when I was in junior high and before that elementary school. And back then, I really liked just probably what you experience on your bike. It was a great place just to think.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing laps and working out to the extent that we did when you're swimming thousands of yards, it was a great escape for me. I would like to get back there again. Right now, that sounds kind of like a beating, and even when I have gone back and done some workouts with my brother, I like it for about 5 to 10 minutes. I can't believe we used to work out either an hour or an hour and a half. I can't believe we're there.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah, it can get pretty monotonous.
It's great. The exercise is great.
Yeah.
So when we were kids, I don't remember a lot of the cool toys when we were kids. Maybe it's just because my family wasn't so well off, so we didn't own our own pool toys, and the people, but the people we went to,
that game
they were like a rich friend's house, and they had a pool, and so we would go play then. I don't remember them having lots of awesome toys.
No.
Like now, there's all these kind of diving things, and here, go find the squids and fish bones here, diving games you can get for kids, and super soakers that you can shoot 200 yards, and
the pool basketball goal game has been raised tremendously from the little plastic ring with a cheap net on it that we used to have.
What we used to do when we were kids is there's the middle rope, right, that cordons off the shallow end from the deep end.
Right.
Every pool had one of those when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was like a blue rope with white floaties every 3 feet on it.
Yeah, and that rope would get pretty rough, too.
The rope was just, I mean, it was a splinterville on the rope if you ran across it. But we would have that, and then we would hit a ball back and forth over it as if it was some sort of volleyball net. We didn't have a volleyball.
Pretty low tech, but we did
so low tech.
Too. Yeah.
But that's what you did for fun in the pool. And then, when I think about the most low tech game of all time, and it's associated with the pool, Marco Polo.
Yes. What a beatdown game.
What a beating of a game that is.
Yeah. We played that in Sharks and Minnows. That was a big one in our community pool, which I would spend probably 5 to 6 hours a day at between workouts in the morning and then just goofing off in the afternoon. You guys ever play Sharks and Minnows?
No.
What is that one again?
If you picture an L-shaped pool where you have, you know, the lanes, and then the deep end would be the shorter part of that L where the diving boards were, you would go back and forth, and the shark would be in the middle, and your job was to get across. You know, you dive and try to go under or past them, and each time you get tagged, you become a shark.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like tag.
I'm surprised that's not an Olympic sport.
Sharks and minnows.
Well, speaking of diving boards, I think that's not allowed anymore.
You never see them.
I don't know that you can build diving pools anymore. Can I possibly be right on that? Have y'all heard something like that?
I don't think that is a rule, because I know some people who have built recently and they have a diving board.
It always seemed really dangerous in the backyard pool to have a diving board, because never deeper than 8 feet, maybe?
It's 9 feet. I remember most of pools that we were in were 9 feet, I thought. But yeah, and my mom was always so paranoid whenever we would try to dive. What is going on there? Sorry.
Is that you?
I don't know if it is or not. When we ever tried to dive, because she was just sure we were going to hit our head.
Break your neck.
You're going to break your neck. You dive off this diving board. 50% chance of death. You going to roll those dice?
Did you guys ever have the community pool?
You can roll those dice if you want to, but I'm not raising a vegetable.
that had the 3-meter board? You ever gone off a board that high?
No.
Yeah.
At somebody's home?
No. The community pool.
Oh.
I've never taken a dive off a really high dive. I'll jump off it, but I never was a good enough diver. I didn't trust myself. I thought I'd end up going feet over, butt or doing a cannonball or something on accident or splitting my head open.
That was a big rite of passage when you'd start going off the 3-meter board, which was terrifying the first couple times you did that as a kid. But after you got going, man, it was cool.
And remember the stooping diving exhibitions that you'd do with your friends? I'm going to do a can open and then try to go into a belly flop.
Right.
Who can make the biggest splash?
Heck, Junior almost lost his life in a diving competition one time.
That's right.
I was there.
The Metrex Challenge.
What was that stupid game you guys played?
That's right.
I did live
in a place with
a
pool.
The original ticket compound that was not on the air. It was just a place that a lot of us lived in when the ticket first went on the air.
Me, Gordo, Grego, Ticket to Ganji, and our neighbor Tom all lived in that compound.
Mm-hmm. That was a nice pool.
It took up the entire backyard. I also fell into that pool when
we were being shown it.
The owner was showing me by myself the house that night. I went over to see if it was something we wanted to live in. That story was written up in that was the D Magazine article that they did on the 15th anniversary or 25th anniversary.
In defense of you, it was a pretty narrow little space you had to get through. You went in through the backyard, and to get into the back porch, that you had to cross this space that was it seemed like it was 12 inches, 12 to 20 inches wide.
Yes.
It was between the side of the house, the corner of the house and the pool. It was kind of one of those kidney-shaped pools,
I think. That passes zoning somehow.
And it's right at sunset, and the guy says, let's go in through the back. And so I've never been in this place before, and he's walking in front of me, and he's talking to me. So we got a pool back here. There's a lot of room up here on the patio. And as I'm walking behind him, and we come to that little 12-inch spot, I put my right foot down, and I don't feel anything below it, and I go right into the pool, fully clothed. So imagine what he must have been thinking as he's telling me about the house, and behind him he hears a splash.
He thinks the junior just went ahead and dove in.
But look how much y'all use that pool.
Yeah, we did.
Enjoyed that pool.
We use that pool a lot.
A lot.
Because we were renting that place, and we were all young and carefree.
The Metrex Challenge.
Making out.
Boy, we're getting some good feedback. Jacob says, I'm a local realtor. I show plenty of houses. It's probably $33.66 for those who want a pool and those who don't.
Okay.
So wait, he's saying 66% do not want a pool.
So it's a third want, two-thirds don't. And hearing from a lot of P1s say they're currently house shopping and they will not look at a place with a pool because of the maintenance.
See?
Terry says, thing with pools today, it'd be great if kids used them, but kids don't go outside.
That's true. Yeah. Kids have better things to entertain them. I mean, we used to do pool because it was like, hey, that's the most fun option that we have.
Maybe during this time, though, where you can't go out, maybe those who have a pool or they have a community pool, maybe they've been using them a lot.
Our neighborhood pool is packed right now. It just opened.
Is it really?
Yes. And I don't want to go because it's just too many people.
COVID.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Steve says pools are like boats. Half the people swear by them, and the other half say they'll never have another one.
Yeah, see, I'm on team boat and team pool.
And he also points out that pools nowadays are 10 times easier to maintain and self-clean. He says,
I would
mine,
say that's true, yeah.
Yeah, he says, mine's only 2 years old and only 6 feet deep, and it's amazing. Requires 15 minutes a week. That's the other thing is, as I mentioned at the beginning of this, the pool that I have access to is an ancient pool. I mean, the thing was built probably in the late 70s.
Yeah.
And that was back when people built pools big. Now the idea is you build a much smaller pool. They also look kind of cool because they got the lagoon look to them now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do that. You have saltwater pools.
Yeah,
which when pools. We were kids, I don't remember anyone having a saltwater pool.
No, that's a relatively new thing.
We the got thing the I've water. Never liked about pools is that you can't really swim in them. Like, you can't do laps in the normal backyard pool because you're done in, like, 7 seconds, and then you got to turn around.
Yeah.
Like, they're good for volleyball. Well, water volleyball's great. I guess they're good for Marco Polo.
Get and the band trainer.
They're good just for cooling off.
Well, this is a... I didn't see this until just like 2 years ago. Went over to a person's house. They were having a pool party. And it was a small pool, newer pool. But there is a huge jet of water that shoots one direction. So you swim against that current.
Ah.
And you can swim for forever.
Okay. Yeah. Now that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Or you do the band on the foot thing and have it anchored on the deck.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that would be cool.
Yeah, and just swim in place.
By the way, Banana Bird says the reason that that you don't see pools in neighborhoods built with diving boards anymore is because your insurance goes way up if you have a diving board.
Yeah, your home insurance.
Yeah, okay. So that makes sense.
Because too many people breaking their, snapping their necks. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Never broke their neck. They always snapping it.
Snap them.
All right, that's Swimming Talk. It's 8:36 on the ticket. Coming up next.
Classic audio.